is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time for Ignite and Heal with Mary Mazur. Mary is an igniter, a sacred portal keeper, and a certified Psyche instructor and facilitator and certified holistic registered nurse. She's here to inspire you to step into your personal power and transform your lives. Let's welcome Mary back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming on today. I feel very honored and blessed. I am going to have an amazing lady here that is joining me. Her name is Randy Thomas, and I'm actually at her home, so we're actually together.
Hi, Mary.
This is Randy. Yes. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
Welcome to my home here, right?
Yes.
Yes. We are in Ohio here. Lakeside, yes, is that right?
Yes, Lakeside, Chautauqua, which is by Marblehead, right on Lake Erie in Ohio.
It's absolutely beautiful. So, yes, so today's talk is how to use Psyche and joy to help you self-heal. And Randy is a perfect example of this, of what happened to her in her life. I'd love to have her share a little cap about her journey with this. And then how she and I came into each other's lives. I was able to help her as a Psyche facilitator to access the wisdom within her, to help, access the joy within her, her true love, and help herself self-heal her body back to the love and light and the joy of who she is. So welcome, Randy. And if you would love to share a bit about your back to return to your joy story and your self-healing.
Oh, thank you, Mary. And thanks for the opportunity to share here on newsforthesoul.com and certainly on your radio program. What a privilege. So Mary and I met. Mary, you and I met at the end of 2020 through a mutual friend, Casimira, who's a Reiki master, among other wonderful things in her life, a blues singer and all kinds of, and a yogi and a dear friend of both of ours now, actually. But I was diagnosed with, in Western medicine, what they call metastatic breast cancer, and they diagnosed me as a stage four metastatic breast cancer spread to the bones at the end of 2020. My journey started, it was a very quick onset, I guess, of whatever we call cancer. Of February of 2020, I was completely clean and fine according to Western medicine models, right, of blood work and a mammogram. June, July, August, I was having torso pain, spine pain, low back pain, and oftentimes excruciating, had no idea I was actually breaking ribs as a result of me being already filled with cancer. And I found a lump in November of 2020, went into my primary care physician the week of Thanksgiving, which I find is really an interesting time, Thanksgiving, because I have so much gratitude for my journey in so many ways. And so I was diagnosed with the stage four metastatic breast cancer. They thought I also had multiple myeloma. My bone marrow was diseased. All my blood levels were off. My organs were all very affected. My liver numbers were, you know, just very bad. And here I had 5-7 broken ribs and in pain. And so it hit me what seemed to be out of the blue. For me, as serendipity, source, providence, whatever your listeners kind of identify with most, right? I identified with source creator, and already had studied under Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I know there's a connection with Psyche and Bruce Lipton, right? Dr. Bruce Lipton. So I was prepared for this. So I discovered Dr. Joe's book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One, back in 2012, which now we know that the Great Awakening really started in 2012. And so I was being drawn and pulled in that way. And his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One, absolutely spoke to me in so many deep and profound ways. and taught me quantum physics in a way that I could understand it. And knowing that if I hit the frequency of joy, that that would be a healing frequency. And so I studied that, I internalized it, I started meditating, and Mary, lo and behold, I would really need it at the end of 2020.
Isn't that just so precious, right?
Yeah.
Well, and the biggest gift here is that, and I want to offer anyone who's listening here to where you were in your life range, is that once you got that diagnosis or you got that information, right, and you felt it in your body, right, because you felt you were in so much pain, you were hurting. I mean, usually our body will give us signals that something's going on, something isn't right. And the gift is that you had the courage and the willingness to turn it all around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes. That's all it takes, yeah, is the courage and the willingness.
Courage and willingness, yeah. And easier said than done, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Yeah. And then you actually have to do the work, right?
Right. And even if you, and it facing lots of things. And so here's 2020, right? That crazy year, the year
mm-hmm.
that was.
Yeah.
And all kinds of things happened in 2020, and you know, on the macro level, and on the micro level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were being mirrored, the universe, and ourselves. We were mirroring all that. And I think for me, the junk and the gunk and the shadow side and the all was bubbling up to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And I have come to look at the cancer as a form of detox, and I know that I'm going to get further clarity as time goes on, but this cancer that I've come to learn is, and Mary, you and I spoke about this yesterday, is the, and again, you know, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a medical professional. These are, you know, my opinions based upon, you know, what I've read and studied and what my intuition has shown me. But I've also learned that cancer tumors, when they form, they are really kind of mopping up all the, let's call it the denser, the low vibrational things in yourself, trying to save your life by forming a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I see that on a whole other level, that really was trying to save my life, and cancer did save my life. And it did serve to wake me up and out. And so I had a choice. So my dear friend Casimir, you know, I called in my my army of women, my small tribe of women that I would knew who wouldn't baby me or pamper me, but would help me stay open, loving, and curious, right? And that was the message early on. Stay open and loving and curious, that this is a messenger, and see what the message is. Well, my one dear friend Casimira sent me to you, Mary, within days of my initial diagnosis. And you and I connected, and you turned, you and the tool of Psyche that you introduced me to and worked with me on, showed me that I actually had a program running where life wasn't worth living.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I didn't want to be here. And I had some unforgiveness in me. I had limiting beliefs. And after the first session of Psyche with you, we turned all that around, and I was filled with joy. And I knew, Mary, I knew. I had that joy, and that harkened back to what I had learned under Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Yeah.
That frequency of joy, but it has to fill you. And what I mean by filling you is your cells get excited, right,
mm-hmm.
and start vibrating at that frequency of joy. It's measurable.
Yeah.
And that's what happened after the first session. And so it was somewhat easy then to walk this journey that I labeled then from there on out after our first IK session, my fascinating journey. And so I shifted the paradigm, and I was able to talk to my husband and say, we're going to hear really scary words. I knew I was stage 4. EJ, you know, my husband just wanted to wait till what the doctor had to say. And of course, I, you know, being the researcher, I'm online and I know exactly what the medical community and Western medicine model would be telling me. And what they did eventually tell me was, you know, they diagnosed me after some bone biopsies and that there was nothing that really they could do for me, no chemo, no radiation, no surgery. They would give me an estrogen inhibitor and they could help me. And that was the extent of it.
The palliative care treatment.
The palliative care, yes, absolutely. And yet I knew and my spirit knew what to do with that. And I absolutely convinced that if I could stay at the frequency of joy, pull in that ultimate timeline of healing, and quite honestly, I wanted it fast because I wanted it dramatic. I didn't want to hop along for a year or two. I wanted it fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, Mary, within 5 months.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
5 months declared cancer-free, and yeah. I remain cancer-free. The tumor's gone. It's all gone, Mary.
Yeah, yeah. And you're all lit up. And you're all, I know. And this is so beautiful, right? Because this is actually possible. We are designed to self-heal. And this is the part that we forgot about. And that we were programmed that doesn't happen because a lot of us have, many of us haven't seen that too much happen, right?
Right.
And this is the gift of the new times that we're in now, because now there's so many people beginning to ask questions, beginning to wake up, beginning to find a new way. And that's what you did, Randy. You found your way back within you. You found the answers within you. And that's everything. You have the wisdom within you. You had all your inner direction within you. And that's what you access. And that's what Psyche helps you access. It helps you open up and live from your heart again instead of running from your mind or running from fears or running from it's not worth being here, you know.
Right. Well, in the thing, so what I've been careful about, so I started a YouTube channel and a website, lifebyrandy.com. And my YouTube channel is Life by Randy. But I don't want to make it all about cancer because, you know, I'm not the cancer healer. This has just been my particular fascinating journey that I've been on, but substitute cancer for broken relationships,
mm-hmm.
a heartbreak, mm-hmm. Grief over losing a loved one, possibly not, you know, being able to be in that job or position that you've always desired, whatever, I don't want to say cross your bearing, what's another term, but whatever adversity, challenge, hardship, yeah. Loss, whatever circumstance that is, Psyche is useful for, but healing of our spirit, healing of our physical vessel, healing mentally, right, from traumas. And, there are those who are fractured mentally and then emotionally, right, or depression or schizophrenia or bipolar, name all those, quote, labels. If we could get away from the labels
mm-hmm.
and just look at yourself with compassion and say, what's this little challenge that's here to serve me and teach me? Look at it that way. Fall in love with it. See that as a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
What is it here to teach me? And then walk in that way. And that way we don't fall into the traps of the 3D world and the constructs that are here to label us and limit us.
Yeah, exactly. And each of it at the highest level, each of it's a gift. Each of it's an opportunity. And it's, are you able to see things in any way? And when it really is hard and really is difficult, the best thing you can do is reach out. Reach out to a loved one. Reach out to someone you trust the most, like you did with Kathy, right? You just have to. It is important that there are times that we definitely can help ourselves with Psyche. You can do your own self balancing, we call it, so that you make the changes at the subconscious level to change any limiting belief into a positive one, into how your heart's desires are again within minutes. And there's times to actually get the help. And this is the type, you hadn't learned Psyche yet, right? So you did reach out, and there's a Psyche facilitator, being that I'm a Psyche facilitator. I'm able to help you open up and unlock the key of your personal power, of the divinity within you, and to re-access what you're truly desiring. And that does take that courage and willingness. So having the courage and willingness and then letting your heart lead. And that's what you did. You let your heart lead. And you were willing to be vulnerable. This is another piece. When really hard shifts come, it's It's like as if you hit bottom, right? You hit the worst of the worst. Well, the gift with hitting the bottom is, guess what? There's only one way, one direction now, and that's up. Yay! Unless you did want to transition, if you wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. We do get the free will to leave this planet, too, and we do get to honor that. And thank goodness, yeah, you said, oh, no. You knew, I think, within you. You knew you had a purpose here. And I don't know, what brought you back? I guess that would be a big question, because that is important. You have to want to live here. There's a bit of self-responsibility here as a living being, is that you have to choose to want to live here and go through whatever mucky things you have to go through until you can blossom. Right.
Mary, that's a great question. No one's ever asked me that, and I appreciate that. That's really a good question, because I know for the first number of days, I don't think it lasted a week, but possibly a week at the longest, I did not want to be here. And I told my husband, who was the love of my life, and we were married not even three years at the time, that he and I, and I wasn't yet 60 or 59. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm not going to make my 60th birthday. And is that okay with me? Is that what I want? I remember kind of left braining it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the quiet times where I couldn't sleep because I was in so much pain with the broken ribs, do I want to be here? Is life worth living, or is this how my life's going to end? And it was fascinating as I was on this mental and emotional seesaw thinking, what is it that I want to do? And my husband knew that I was selecting the options that that would give him a broken heart.
Hmm.
I said, I don't have what it takes fight this and deal with this. I said that. And it wasn't, a poor me. It was like, I think I'm done. And then the fighter in me was like, wait a second, this is how it ends for Randy? I'm not sure I'm okay with that. But I wasn't okay. I didn't have a decision when I called you and we did our first psych session. I was like, I think I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, Mary, so if for those who haven't done Psych-K yet or with you or another, Psych-K facilitator, I think it would be helpful to walk through what that looks like. So you and I talk. We're on Zoom. I'm in Cleveland. You're in Detroit. And I give you, where I am and what's going on. And you, I think, tested for beliefs. You muscle tested for me by going into surrogation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were 13 belief points or 12 belief points.
Yes, 13.
13 that you tested for. And I think I tested weak in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one's like, life is not worth living.
You were weak to it. So your subconscious was not running that. And then you muscle tested that I want to die, and that was strong. That's what your subconscious was running. And your spirit actually chose that. You picked it's called the core belief balance, one of the balances in Psyche, which is your core beliefs. You went right to the core. You went right to the core of what you're running. What's running your life are your core beliefs. And are you running the limiting ones, or are you running the enhancing, true essence ones? And most of yours were reversed. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe they all were. And really, when I heard that I want to die, my program was I want to die. But yeah, actually, I know that. Like, they say you bear witness to it, right? Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary, after we balanced for it, I wanted to live.
Yeah.
That turned it all around. The one session early on in my journey.
Yeah.
I don't think I was even fully diagnosed. It took like 3 weeks to diagnose because they thought I had multiple myeloma too and all these things. But it was such a beautiful time. I went somewhere else. I went to another timeline or another plane, or I don't know what the exact.
Well, that's what we do. We help you. You actually, there's optimal timelines. We have, there's infinite amount of timelines for us that we've actually already created before we came here. God's source, the divine source, has created infinite timelines. And so then we get to choose what experiences we want to have. Many times we choose the opposite. You chose an opposite experience, one of dis-ease, one of really being really, really sick. And then the gift is you get your free will choice. Would you like to change that? And we can change things here. That's the biggest message, is that anything you don't like, anything that is happening that's hurting you, you feel very threatened by, like with this, you can change it. And this is the gift that you chose into, and you found the right way. There's many ways to do it. Psyche is just one of them. It's a very effective way.
Yes. That's what I love it. I love speed counts.
Yeah.
My husband says life short, speed counts.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank goodness. So, hey, we have a couple questions that just came in. So we're going to help with answering the questions. So thank you for the questions that came in. Nicole is offering them for us. So Tracy from Ontario, thank you for writing in. Wow, that's amazing. So we appreciate your comments.
Oh, thank you.
And then Elena in New York, and she's saying, so amazing to heal that. For you, Randy.
Yeah.
And then she's asking, what was it specifically that eliminated the tumor?
Wow.
Helena.
Thank you, Helena. Oh, I love that name. Mm-hmm. Well, the tumor was a, you know, clump of cancer cells, obviously. They had congregated, but they had also, you know, spread out all over my rib cage, spine, all over my skeletal structure, shoulders, low back, et cetera, cervical spine, everywhere. But it was concentrated also in the tumor, the breast cancer. What caused them, Mary, we could talk about the channeling of the cancer cells or what's called the tumor cells, because I don't have a medical or clinical explanation for it. It dissipated, disappeared, and my doctors who were, you know, at the Cleveland Clinic, the world famous Cleveland Clinic, and I was at the main campus, didn't have an explanation for it and didn't try to explain it. So, Mary, can we take a shot at it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to just offer, it was your love. Your love is what eliminates the tumors and your decision to not have it be there anymore at the subconscious level. So the gift here is most of us live from the conscious level of the mind because that's all we have been known to do because we're conscious and we're consciously living. Most of us don't know that we have a very powerful, powerful programs running within us at the subconscious level of the mind. 95% of everything is running at the subconscious level of the mind. And that part of your mind is the part that you created in your lifetime of every experience you've had. You downloaded and you wrote in your interpretations, you created your values, your beliefs, and that is what's mind. And it's based on the experiences you have and your viewpoints from it. So based on the subconscious programs, what Randy did is she changed those programs specific that I want to live. So that's the program that her subconscious runs. So now the subconscious mind is what runs every aspect of your body. So it's running all the aspects of her body. So her subconscious mind within every cell, the subconscious mind is in every cell. It's in your cell membrane. This is the membrane, your memory of you, your remembering and membrane is your membrane, is your most powerful aspect of you. It's your consciousness. She changed her consciousness to imprint positive, imprint I want to live. I live by joy. I am filled with joy. So that just that energy imprinted it in all her cells and let her cells are going to be run by the programs of the subconscious mind. And it's as simple as that and her wisdom, her access of her desiring to want to live at the subconscious level. So when you change it at the subconscious level, her cells, and then we can talk about, I was able to connect with her spirit and her C cells. She called them her C cells, her cancer cells. She wanted to call them C cells. And that's what, that with the higher levels of psyche, we have a protocol that we can connect with any consciousness as long as it's safe and appropriate to do that. And it's for the highest good for them. So I was able to do that with her cancer cells and her C cells, and they actually talk through me. That's one of the gifts I have. My spiritual gifts have opened up that I can easily communicate with many consciousnesses. And we all are interconnected at the highest level, and then be able to open up these channels is beautiful. So Psyche, the work that it's done for my own self, has opened up those channels for me of my spiritual gifts. So would you like to share what the C cells offered? And this is, will help you explain how specifically eliminated the tumors that C cells shared with her through me. Just use my body vessel to share this with her. Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. Yeah, and Mary does have this. Mary, you've got this gift, and it's beautiful, and it's, you know, one of my desires to also have a gift similar to that. So I was new to Psyche, had not heard about Psyche. You know, was raised a Catholic, became a Christian, read the Bible for many years, taught the Bible, so that's kind of my upbringing. And then I start learning Dr. Joe Dispenza and quantum physics and understanding, you know, I had dabbled in what they considered New Age back when I was in high school and college and, you know, opening up my mind in meditation and as a form of prayer. And so, you know, these things, when I don't, you know, for for, you know, some listeners or an audience, they think, oh my gosh, channeling cancer cells and channeling, I'm not so sure about that. You know, I'm open. I stay open and curious. And so I was open to it. It was shocking, but it was very, very interesting. And of course, you know, we're on this journey, in the Christ consciousness journey, et cetera. So, you know, the mind expanding, right, heart expanding. So that's where I am. So, but when Mary and I were talking, and I said my C-cell, so if we can hearken back to earlier in this conversation, I told my husband, we're going to hear scary words. And so we need not be scared. I don't want to evoke fear. I don't want to live in fear, false evidence appearing real. And if that means changing the vocabulary, that's what we did. So instead of cancer, because cancer is a scary, can be a scary word, I called them my C-cells. And it reminded me of seashells, and I just thought it was more, it took away the sting and the fear if I called them that. So Mary and I are talking during Psyche, and I said, well, my C-cells. And Mary, you said, you're what? And I said, oh, my C-cells. I called them my C-cells. And Mary does this thing, you know, kind of like, looks up to like the right or the left, I don't know what you do, kind of connect, and she's like, okay, well, all right, they're okay with being called that. And I was like, Mary, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, what did you just do? Like, they're okay. They're okay being called that. Okay, cancer, C. Oh, they like that. Okay, like seashells. Okay, they like that. They're good with that. Okay, go on. And of course, this piqued my interest beyond. And so that opened up this channel. She said, well, they've got a message for you. They're coming through. They're talking to me, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she said, are you okay with this? And of course, me, I'm, you know, curious beyond, right? Stay open, loving, and curious is one of my mottos. And so I'm open. And Mary, if you can help me how that dance was, you said they would like to connect with you. And but they're very angry at you. Yes, they're very, very angry. They're closed off and they're angry and you're not listening and they're here for your great awakening. They're here for your awakening. They're here to love you and they're very angry, right?
Right, right. And they're very separate and that's what cancer cells do. They become separate. They become separate from us and that's with the tumors in the growth. And instead for cancer cells, do their own thing. So they no longer abide by the universal principle laws of our cellular structure as a human being. As a human being, we're meant to replicate 50 times. Every cell replicates 50 times and then it dies. Every cell does in our body, our 50 trillion cells all day long. So we're always growing new cells. This is why the gift of self-healing is so profound. You're always growing new cells. Let's put in the positive program. So every new cell now can have a positive program. And this is what these cancer cells, these C cells were saying, they were holding your anger, an aspect of you of your anger. So they were holding that anger. And it was an aspect of you that was just very, very angry. And this is the part of us that we get angry with ourselves. We get our own self-hatred, our own self-anger, and then we beat our own selves enough that we can kill ourselves when we literally can through our own anger and through our own self-hatred. And that's what they were modeling for you and they were holding for you. And the gift was is that with this gift, you were actually able to hear them and receive it. And would you like to transcend it? And this is the gift with Psyche, you can transcend any energy. So anger is a dense energy. And it's powerful and it's purposeful. It's meant to be, but it's only meant to be used to access our passion, to be a gateway up into our love and our passion, not to stay stuck in it. But you had areas where you were staying stuck in it throughout your whole body. So this is what you shifted into your joy, into your love and your joy. And you can do that within minutes using Psyche.
And, you know, to know me, one wouldn't think I'm an angry person, but yet for many years, decades early on, I struggled with depression. And depression is anger turned inward, right?
Nice.
And so I wasn't this overtly angry person. I didn't even know I had that or anger or unforgiveness. Or deep hurt and wounds that have not healed. And so they were capturing all of that, right?
And it's subconscious, so you're not even aware of it. It's below your consciousness.
And that's key, yeah. And so they wanted to write, you know, a love letter. Mm-hmm. And then you continue to channel them throughout my healing. And within a month of my clean PET scan, you channeled them. We had just listened to a portion of that before we went on air. You said they're turning.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning. They're turning to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
they're so proud of you, and you're getting it, and they're watching you, and they're beautiful. And you kept saying they're beautiful. They have so much wisdom for you.
Yeah. So how did she specifically eliminate the tumor? She literally transformed the cellular structure of the tumor. Instead of being cancerous, closed off cells that burn oxygen, burn sugar, they actually open up again and burn oxygen. Cancer cells close off, and then because they close off, they're not able to receive the oxygen, and that's where we're meant to be oxygenated beings here. Instead, they close off, and they burn sugar instead. And so they literally shifted and started transforming and changing with a new program that I want to live into open cells that receive oxygen. And that's what healthy cells are open cells. So they shifted from C cells of being closed off into being open cells. That's how she eliminated tumor, is this. Literally started to shift and I don't know, how would you describe yourself?
But
thank you for that. So also describe, how else did you specifically eliminate? And this is the biggest part about the joy. The joy was the big piece of you resonating the joy to eliminate the tumor.
Well, and I'll tell you, right, and I meditated daily. So it was just, I had the grace to get up every day a little before 4 o'clock in the morning and meditate for about 4 hours. That worked for me from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. I would call it rendezvousing with the divine. And I would just go to YouTube and look at guided meditation, cellular health, guided meditation, MedVed healing with the, Arcturians, right? Arcturian light energies. There's a YouTube channel called Arcturian Light, and they have this lovely woman out of the UK does almost daily or daily meditations, and one that I particularly resonated with was the Arcturians are the healing scientific galactic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they would walk me up into their healing chamber, right? And so through our power of imagination, which is our superpower, I would engage in that kind of healing. And I would also address myself through beautiful meditation, just on guided meditation on YouTube for the self, and talking to ourselves. They have a consciousness of their own, and they respond because we can direct them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was that kind of healing and staying in joy. I would my husband and I would sometimes laugh so hard I honestly snap another rib.
Mm-hmm.
But I had transcended that which was seen in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And moved into a place where I absolutely knew my healing was there. Because Mary, you helped show me the way to pick the optimal timeline for me. And I looked at it this way. And so when if you've ever gone to a county fair or something, and they have the little in the bobbing along, and you pick up one and say it's number two, and you get a teddy bear or something. Well, I looked at my optimal timeline with these ducks, and I wanted to pick the duck that was going to that particular moment of healing on my timeline, on the timeline, and bring that into my present reality. And then I believed that was so.
You have to believe it.
You have to believe
it. At the subconscious level.
Yeah, right. And that's where Psyche comes in, because you think you can believe it, and you think you're thinking positively, but yet you have a program that's running counter. Like Abraham Hicks says, it's the train with the drag on the train running in the opposite way, and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Beautiful.
So we have another question from Belinda in Vancouver. Thank you for your question, Belinda. And so she asks, how do I find out if I have a similar program running? Which is really beautiful. That's actually huge. It's actually a huge question. Beautiful question. With Psyche, you can actually reach out to a Psyche facilitator. That would be a great way to do it, because then they can connect with you and check in. It is with muscle testing, so we use muscle testing. If you know someone who knows muscle testing and that can connect, really it's important that you connect with the big part is connecting with checking in at the subconscious level, and that's what Psyche offers. Psyche offers with being able to, for you to do that, to check in. So highly recommend, you know, connect in with a Psyche facility if somebody you know that. There are people that use pendulums, and they can connect in. You can connect in if you're fairly well with your pendulum and you're comfortable with that, connecting with your higher self, your divine self, and you can ask that part of you. You can go within your heart center. A lot of it, because it is subconscious, it's unknown to your conscious level. So finding an access point, and that Psyche is one of the best ones. That's just the way I know. So, Randy, do you have an idea?
Yeah, and I do, and thanks, Belinda. That goes to the heart of the matter, doesn't it? And I get that. And if I could draw out with a wider perspective, how do you know you have a similar program running? For me, it's if you think you're a positive person, and if people know me, they think, oh, yeah, Randy's a positive person, and she has joy. Well, live long enough to see repeating patterns, okay? So who you continually draw to yourself. And you think, gosh, I'm being so positive, and I'm being so kind. Why do I keep drawing, I don't know, let's use a narcissist for an example, or why do I keep drawing to myself users, or why, like something counter to what you think you're putting out in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right? Your subconscious. Yeah, because it's letting know what their subconscious recordings are, and it's the signals that are being thrown out. Yeah. Lack of worthiness, not feeling worthy, not feeling deeply loved, not feeling wanted or belonging here. These are big ones. But when it gets really, really deep where there's a part of you that just doesn't even want to be here anymore, you kind of have that knowingness of tap into within yourself to see if there's a part of you that doesn't really want to be here. If you have that kind of sense, then there probably is a program running around that.
Right. Or the disconnect that you can feel. It's like I'm a good person. Why do I keep having bad circumstances? What is actually happening underneath the surface? That will tell you there are programs running that are counter to what you are wanting at the conscious level because you have a contrary subconscious program running.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you for that. All right, we have another question from Michelle in Ontario. Thank you, Michelle. So she's asking this for you, Randy. Did you change how you were eating to eliminate the tumor?
Yep. Thank you for that, Michelle. I didn't. And I got a lot of advice on what to eat. Of course, cancer, self-love, sugar. But everything we need glucose to live. So I actually stopped eating for a time because I was afraid to eat. I didn't know what to eat, and I didn't know what was true.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ate very little for about a month, and then slowly started eating maybe some salmon or. I've heard that the keto diet is good for cancer, and so I had well-meaning friends giving me books on that.
Wow.
But my own research says that the keto diet is the worst thing you could do.
It is.
Because cancer loves an acidic environment, and meat enhances the acidic environment.
Yeah.
So I have learned now that an alkaline environment is very healthy for cancer, and for healthy for to stave off cancer is what I mean. And which actually fruit is alkaline diet. I actually use some baking soda, and I use some borax for the boron, pinches of borax for the boron to make an alkaline environment. But overall, it was really more of the mental, emotional, psychological changes that actually then, and Mary, you've talked, kind of modeled this for me. It's not to get so hung up on what you eat, because you can alchemize mm-hmm. things, and whatever your intention is with the food is important. So I am no nutritionist, but that's kind of what I did.
Yeah, thank you. And I would just recommend too for people to listen to your own intuition, because that's what you did. You have to listen. It's individualized for each one. Like, we try and think, oh, you need to do this for this condition and this thing, but listen to your own. We're all individualized, unique beings here, and find what works for you. Listen to your body. Your body talks to you. You'll get a sense of what you want to eat or not eat. And probably you not eating for that month was beautiful. Actually, fasting is super huge. intermittent fasting, not a really long time. Like, you want to make sure you have some nutrients in you. But yeah, you're gonna listen to your intuition, and this is the gift of what you can do with that. And you'll go through seasons. I mean, my husband, he was diagnosed with leukemia. That's what led me to learn Psyche. And it took him about 3 years until he was ready for the help with Psyche. And then once he was ready, then he did jump in. He actually juiced for like 60 days straight. And he just chose that way. He went with Ty Bollinger. I love that man. Ty Bollinger has cure cancer in 21 days because he's an accountant. So he can do this. And I love that. So we had that, and then he did a whole detox system. So he did that regimen. That worked for him. He detoxed. He did change some beliefs at the subconscious level with Psyche, and then he did change his diet for a bit. He was definitely more alkaline, more plant-based, but he's a meat eater. He loves meat. He does love meat, and it's been a 14-year journey for him. My husband is finally completely healed and cleaned, no longer has leukemia at all anymore, and they had told him and the medical professional, oh, you'll take this medicine for the rest of your life, because they love to do that, you know. It's $10,000 a month. Yeah, they would love to stay on those drugs. And then for him, he finally just got off in June, which is so huge, which you get to change your life. You get to transform things. And he worked with his doctor to say, no, we're going to be getting off of this. It's just absolutely beautiful. You start directing your own life. He did work with the medical profession that worked with him, and he did it in tune to adjusting. And he does. He does juice. He does juice like seasonally. He'll do that, and he will adjust his diet. Definitely 80% alkaline is great. And then a little bit, you know, a little bit of meat here, a little bit of, you know, your favorite thing. Enjoy life. Make sure whatever you're eating, you're in your pleasurable, joyful eating that ice cream if you love to have it. You know, when you start denying yourself, how does that make you feel, you know? So, and I always connect with my food, and I always put my hands over and I thank it and bless it, and I'm so grateful and oneness with it. So I know my body will absorb all the nutrients and then release whatever isn't helpful. So you can find your own unique way.
Yes. Yeah. And really, that's what we're being called to do more and more, right?
Yeah.
Listen to our intuition and find your own unique way. And if it changes by the month or the week, and that's fine. Just go with that and tap in and know that you have the power. So whether it's cancer or anything else in your life,
exactly,
you do. You own this, and you co-create with the divine. You direct it.
Exactly. So I'd love to ask. So now, Randy actually did come and learn Psyche, because I do teach a 3-day workshop. There's 30 instructors across the world that teach this. I'm one of them, and I'm very blessed to be one of them.
Yes.
And I teach mostly in America until all of these goofy rules fall, and then I'll be teaching across the world again. But I live in Michigan, and I actually will be teaching workshops in August, one in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, and then one in Michigan, in the Metro Detroit, Michigan area. And that's August. And then September I'll be teaching in North Carolina by Asheville. So, Randy, yeah, it did inspire you finally to come learn Psyche. So just a little bit on that. How was that for you, learning how to use this for yourself and then helping others?
Oh, well, yeah, it's for me, because I was attached to you, Mary, and I love your technique, and because you worked with me in that kind of traumatic time, mm-hmm. you know, it was special to work with you with Psyche, but it was even just as special to learn Psyche for myself and others.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a real treat to understand how you get from here to there. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is it's not as easy as it seems to. It's easy to identify a limiting belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of difficult to put into succinct words in a positive way what you would want it to be instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the workshop taught me the most, is how to frame and phrase and then verbalize so you can transform that limiting belief into what you do want instead. We're so programmed here to go to the negative and point out what's wrong. It's not as natural to design, create, and then implement what you do want instead.
Exactly.
And so that was my biggest takeaway, is how to design those powerful beliefs instead of, it's easy to say what we don't want.
What do you want instead?
Exactly, and that's the biggest, most important question.
On every level, yeah. Big and small.
Absolutely.
I hope that makes sense, because it's not just for the big things that we've always struggled with. It's for moment by moment, you could do a psyche balance.
Exactly. That's the gift when you go to a workshop. Absolutely. And that's actually what I use it for. Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I just don't feel right. I feel like, ooh, like something's just off. I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't even know. That's the gift. How do I want it to be instead? Well, I'd rather be in peace. So I use a psyche balance process, which just takes it a minute or two. And that's what you learn at the workshop, is how to do this for yourself. And then next thing I know, I'm in peace. And I'm just in, ooh, or maybe I needed to feel a little more grounded. So now I'm feel grounded. That, and then I go live in that new way. So what can I do to show myself that this is nice? I do feel more peaceful. And then I will go do something to really show myself, wow, yeah, I do choose love and peace instead of the fear.
What could be a real quick example, even that, so we've now spent a day together here. Mm-hmm. I've got another day together. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun to just hang out with you, Mary. And, high vibe Mary, that's for sure. So when we're talking about something and Mary's like, well, let's just do a balance for that, right? Just, so what does that mean? What does that actually look like, if we could share?
Yeah, and then you learn that in psyche, there is a template. So you actually have a step, so 7 steps and then 9 steps. So that you learn some, let's see, the main balance that you learn is 7 steps in there. So there's different steps you take. So you're going to connect with psyche. The biggest thing is whatever's getting your attention. If there's something that's getting your attention that you don't like and you're like, oh, like it didn't make you feel good. You're like, wow, I don't really like that. Or you start talking about something and you keep talking about it and you keep talking about it and you keep talking about it. Well, if you keep talking about it, you're not living fully in the present moment. You're actually holding on to the past or whatever that just keeps coming back in and coming back in and coming back in. Well, beautiful. So then you can shift with that.
So let's say I
shift. How do you want it to be instead? Well, how about, it's easy for me to let things go easily. Maybe if you're holding on to something, you still keep getting pissed off about something. Well, how would you rather it be? Well, how about I just easily let something go? And I open up to just, I learn something new. So then you actually program that in your subconscious mind. I easily let things go, and I choose to live in wonder instead. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then your subconscious now has that as a program to now, so that you can quiet your busy mind. You have a busy mind. It's a beautiful way to quiet the busy mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. So you muscle test for whether you believe it or not.
Right. Well, we don't get the whole process of
how
to do it.
Yeah. So there's a process. When you go to the workshop, you learn the process of it.
Exactly. And then, we use muscle testing. Muscle testing is how you connect with the subconscious mind. But then you learn the process. So it's a ritual. You're going to learn a ritual. And it's all intentional. And it works. It's just, I know, it was given to us as a spiritual gift here. Rob Williams is the originator of it, and he received it as downloads. And I know, and it's actually, the Arcturians and the Palladians love to say that they were a huge part of it. So thank you for the Arcturian and Palladian energy. So we're going to be ending the show just in a few more minutes. We just have a few more minutes to say. And thank you again for all the beautiful questions that came to us today. And thank you, Randy, for being here, for being who you are, for having the courage and the willingness to take that. That's a huge thing to take on. I mean, I know you were in a lot of pain during that part. It's not easy to be in the pain with that. And then how you can shift with that pain is to shift that, like you said, through your meditation to moving joy into it, love into it, and focusing on joy and love instead of the pain or the fears of dying. That's the whole point whenever you get sick. Shift back into fully living again. And that's what the gift of the Cecil gave you, is to fully live again.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I would say to my family, I'm not dead yet. And I would say that to myself, and not in any kind of morbid way, but when you're facing that, it's like, but I'm still alive.
Exactly.
So let's live now.
Exactly.
Right?
So, and that's that's the biggest thing. So any difficult thing you ever go through, you have a choice. We always have a choice. That's the one gift we get to have. We have a choice in every moment. We have a choice of how we choose to view it. And if you'd like to have a more expanded view, a more of a mountaintop view, this is what psyche offers. That's what it offers for me. Instead of having these narrow, filtered ways, because I was very strong at what I thought I knew, I only knew what I was programmed from my parents and my society. That's what I was programmed into my self-identity. So now I'm undoing all of that. I thank all that I was given. And then now I'm putting in from my divineness, and I'm opening up its expansion of God source and love and very higher levels, which is so precious, and letting those come in now and let that be. So we're meant to, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And we're meant to live in love, peace, joy, harmony.
Right?
Yeah.
And I just want to underscore for our listeners that you and I have had these kinds of conversations also on my YouTube channel, which is Life by Randy, Randy with an I, in case anybody wanted to also have more of Mary and Mary's wisdom in our conversations together, and some other conversations with another woman, Stacey Newman, that I also used to self-heal, doing Eden energy work. So, yeah, Stacey Newman is another gift to the world as well. And so that would be on my lifebyrandy.com and my YouTube channel, just for other resources, just to share.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, please get a hold of Randy that way. That's awesome. And if you want to get a hold of me, Mary, you can go to my website, igniteandhealyourlife.com. So ignite, I-G-N-I-T-E, ignite, and A-N-D. Heal, H-E-A-L, your, Y-O-U-R, life, L-I-F-E.com. Ignite and heal your life.com. And there's a contact button you can click on. You can ask me any questions you have. I'm very happy to answer any questions. It'll come right to my email. You can look up my workshop schedule. I will be offering an online one most likely in November if people want to just learn it through online. If you want to come to my in-person one where you get to work with yourself and others, like I say, you can look on my website for that. Coming to Kentucky in Michigan in August and North Carolina in September. So thank you, for everyone, for listening on the show. And live fully. This is the biggest message, right?
Yes.
Live in joy and live fully and find the joy. Look for the joy. Feel the joy. That's the choice you get to make. And I know I'm choosing it.
Yay!
Yeah, I get to spend the whole day with Randy the rest of the day. Have a beautiful day, everyone. We love you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.